Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. And that's the why we can have joy, really, because God's amazing grace. We become aware of his grace, and that gives us that deep sense of joy. Yeah, the Bible has parties in many different places, you know, celebrations of joy. And I just want us to think about Luke chapter 15 this morning, which is the party chapter, if you like. It is where all that sense of joy sort of finds some sort of completion there. If you know Luke chapter 15, there are three stories that Luke has put together in his account of the stories of Jesus. Three parables, three stories Jesus told that had a sense of God's presence in them. And Jesus would often talk just in stories, and he'd leave his listeners to understand for themselves what it was he was saying. But in Luke chapter 15, we've got three stories that all tend to mean the same thing. That Luke is saying, oh, this is so important, I'm really going to make a big thing about this. These three stories are a story of a shepherd who has 100 sheep, and he counts them one night as he puts them into the sheep pen, but he only gets to 99. And he counts them again, and he still only gets to 99. And he knew he had 100 when he started. And so he knows that there's one of the sheep that is still out there somewhere. And he puts the 99 away, he locks them away, and he goes out on this all-out search to look for this one lost sheep. You know what? Who cares that, you know, one out of 100 is missing? But this shepherd does. Because it's his livelihood, it's his future, it's his whole life, it's whether he's going to eat the next day or not. And so he sets out on this desperate search to find this one lost sheep who is gone. And then the second story is about a woman who has 10 coins. And this is her life, these 10 coins, this is all she has. And Jesus says, you know, she loses one somewhere in the house. I'm sure we've all lost something in the house, haven't we? You know what? Whenever you lose something, it's always in the last place you look, isn't it? And I've often wondered, why don't we start with the last place we'd look? Then we'd find it. It'd be much quicker, wouldn't it? And I know some of you have put your car keys in the fridge and you've finally gone to there, haven't you? And found them. I'm sure you have. Well, this woman, because this was 10% of her life savings, she was desperate to find it. And so that Jesus says she swept through the whole house, desperate to find it, and she found it. And then the third story is about a father and his two sons. And his younger son comes to him and says, I want my inheritance now, Dad. Which he could do, it was totally legitimate. But by saying that, he was saying to his dad, I wish you were dead. But his dad did what he had to do, and that was he gave his younger son half of the inheritance that would be his. And Jesus said that son went away to a far off country and he spent all of his money and he ended up in a pigsty. Things get lost. A sheep, a coin, a son, a person gets lost. But Jesus says that at the end of each of these stories, there's a finding. There's something about these stories where the shepherd finds the sheep, where the woman finds the coin, and the father is looking at the horizon, waiting for his son to come back home. And there's a moment when the shepherd finds the sheep, and Jesus says he joyfully puts the sheep on his shoulders. There's a moment when the woman finds the lost coin, and you can imagine the joy in her. And there's a moment when the father sees the son on the horizon, and Jesus says in this story, the father ran. He lifted up his flowing robes. This was never done for a father, especially a rich father, to run. That was definitely not the etiquette. But he lifted up his gown and he ran full pelt and embraced his son before the son had even got home. And before the son could say a word of apology. They, all of them, were searching until they found. And Jesus says, what was the result of that finding? The result of that finding was a celebration. It was a party. Every one of them had a party. The shepherd called his friends around and said, we're going to celebrate because I found this sheep that was missing. The woman calls her friends and neighbors around to her house and says, we're going to have a party because I found this one coin that was missing. And the father says to all his servants, go and kill the fattened calf because we're going to celebrate. We're going to have a party because this is a joyful moment. This son who I thought was lost has been found. This son who I thought was dead is alive again. There's a celebration when we discover what is missing. And when the father, when God the Father discovers his children who go missing, he has a celebration as well. Because in each of those stories, they couldn't contain the joy. The shepherd couldn't contain the joy. The woman couldn't contain the joy. The father couldn't contain the joy. They had to share the joy with other people. And when you've got that joy, 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 joy down in your heart, where? You can't keep it to yourself. You've got to share it. You can't keep it in a jar. You've got to smash it sometime and let the joy out so that others experience this same kind of joy. You can't keep it to yourself. Jesus says, when you've found the most important thing in your life, share it. When you've discovered the love of God the Father in your life and it fills you with joy, share it. You can't keep it to yourself. The shepherd says, rejoice with me. I found my lost sheep. The woman says, rejoice with me. I have found my lost coin. The father says, we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. They can't contain the joy, and neither can heaven contain the joy when people come to know Jesus. If you're a follower of Jesus, when you came to know him, there was a party in heaven. It says that's what's going to happen. And when you share the joy and somebody else discovers that same joy that you had, there's going to be another party in heaven. I don't know what the music's going to be like in heaven. I hope it's going to be the 70s music, personally, because that was the best era for music there's ever been in the whole of history. So I'm hoping they'll have a little 70s room for me to enjoy that. I don't know what the food's going to be like, but I'm sure it'll be well cooked and we'll enjoy it. It will be the finest of fruits. But Luke 15, verse 7 says, there it will be more rejoicing in heaven when somebody discovers Jesus, when Jesus discovers them. Verse 10 of Luke 15 says, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God when someone comes home, when the lost are found, when someone embraces the love of Jesus. And in Luke chapter 15, verse 31, this is how much joy there will be. The father says to the older son who stayed outside the party, who missed out on the celebration, who couldn't have that joy in him, the father said to him, everything I have is yours. I think that's the most amazing verse in the whole of the Bible. And there's some pretty good verses there. When God the Father says to you today, everything I have is yours. Let's share the joy. Let's share the celebration. I'm not holding anything back from you if you'll come home. And we can have the party together. Don't stand outside the party, will you? Like the older brother did. He thought he was good enough. He'd done everything his dad asked him all his life, but it wasn't enough because his heart was hard. And the father says, don't stand outside this. Come and join in. Why are you waiting? What are you waiting for? Let's have a party because you're invited and you can come. You know, there's a verse right at the end of the Bible in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. It's almost right the very last thing that the Word of God says. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit and the bride, Jesus says, come and let the one who is thirsty hear. Let the one who is thirsty come and let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. There's joy to be had when you come back to know Jesus, when you discover him for yourself, when the lost is found, when those who are beyond hope find life again. You know what, today I've got some balloons here today, And I'd love you to come and take a balloon. And there's a bit of ribbon there as well. And I want you to blow it up, okay? Or get somebody who is got bigger lungs than you to blow it up. Tie the ribbon around it. And what I want you to do is I want you to take it and think about, who could I share this joy with? Who could I share joy? I mean, you have to have balloons at a party, don't you? You have to. Who can I share this joy with? And maybe you'll take it home and you'll actually give it to somebody to say, I'm sharing God's joy with you today. And I want to tell you about Jesus. Maybe you'll just give it away and that person might think about, oh, I wonder what this is for. And it'll give you an opportunity to share the joy. But come and get a balloon, blow it up. I want to see however many of us are here, the balloons. If you can't manage to come forward, ask somebody to get you a balloon, will you? And get a ribbon as well. Tie it up. You can tie it to your chair for now. If you're staying for the barbecue, tie it to your chair. You can get it afterwards. But let's come forward. Let's blow up these balloons and let's think about, we're going to share this joy so that others might know Jesus as well. Maybe if this is the first time for you, you've heard about who Jesus is. If you're online or in the car park, ask somebody to tell you about Jesus and find the joy, because he's looking for you and he longs for you to come back home. Let's celebrate and let's be glad because of his goodness to us. Amen. The sound of joy of balloons popping already. So look after them. Be safe. You've shared God's joy with those around you today. Do take a moment, take a look at the prayers that have been drawn on the carpet, won't you, that our children have drawn. So please go and see what you make of that. But let's pray this blessing together, shall we? The words are printed on our sheet there. Let's pray this blessing from Romans chapter 15. We pray it to one another today as we conclude our summer of joy. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The God of peace be with you all. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless your day. Thanks for joining us here this morning.